Or Celtics.
Perfect.
Opinionated Basketball Minds. This is the second podcast. Welcome. We in the middle of the Bulls Celtics. I'm upset. Wade is hurt. Wait, no. Rondo is hurt.
Yeah. And he wearing a short sleeve suit jacket, so he wildin'. Sorry to see that he hurt though. He got a cast on, so obviously he's not playing. And it's not looking good. But it's your boy S. Dot Legend.
And opinionated MJ.
And I say this game was due. I don't think they wanted to be labeled the worst, you know, first seed ever of all time. So they had to at least win a game. I think without Rondo, it is a problem for them.
Yeah. Rondo, that hurt my feelings because I really had a lot of hope and faith in the Bulls. You know, I don't really want to see the same teams keep doing the same things. I want to see something different. And the Bulls represent that to me, especially with them three. I was supporting them at the beginning. As soon as they said Wade and Rondo in the offseason, I was just, I don't know, I was excited. I'm like, what? They can play Miami defense, basically. And Jimmy Butler is the lead man. I mean, we see playoff Wade. And Jimmy Butler need Rondo right now, too, honestly. Because that 1-for-10 in the first half wouldn't have been real. It just wouldn't have. I mean, the whole Florida game would have been different. It was too many possessions. I didn't see D-Wade bring the ball up. He should have just been flat out the point guard today.
And that's just, to me, honest, they missing Rondo just because the experience of running playoff basketball. Mm-hmm. So he knew what pace he needed to do in order for his team to be, you know, in the right place at the right time. He was setting people up. Mm-hmm. He was playing lockdown defense.
And it throw people off their plays, too, especially Wade, because he got to play with a set of different plays probably to fill Rondo's role.
Yeah, I think that's putting a little too much defensive, you know, pressure on him. He's doing good, but it's not enough.
I don't know. I got too much hope. I still think they can still win this game, but, you know, we're going to jump to LeBron now. What you think about game three?
Great game.
I do say great game as well.
Should have never happened, but great game.
And I don't think who did I have a discussion with about LeBron not needing Kyrie? Was it you and Chris? It must have been Neil and Ray. I don't know. I don't think he needs. Never mind. That's not true.
He but needs a finisher.
He just they don't need Kevin Love. Let's just say that. They don't need Kevin Love because what they can get. I mean, Kevin Love will show up sometimes and put up 30 points and, you know, whatever his rebounds want to be. But for what the team, how the team really want to play, they don't need Kevin Love. LeBron just has him. So in case maybe even, no, I don't see LeBron going down, though. I mean, when?
This may sound crazy, but.
Father time ain't affected him much yet. So, I mean, that's basically insurance for LeBron. Then you got Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Would you trade Kevin Love for a top pick?
Yes.
That's what I think will be a good thing for Cleveland. If they can trade
Kevin Love back to Washington for, I mean, the Wolves for Wiggins.
I told you they should have never got rid of him.
Yeah, they never should have got rid of Wiggins. I don't know why they did it. Well, Kevin maybe Love. Because he ain't signed with LeBron's agency. Because he had a chance, you know, and he didn't do it. And after that, that's basically when he got traded. When his agency wasn't, you know, LeBron squad.
Compared to mixtape Wiggins, when, you know, he was on mixtape.
I'd have took him then. Yeah. They'd have won that championship. Man, they'd be on the three-peat trail right now. They'd have beat the Warriors with Wiggins.
Yeah, and he's been, you know, healthy. Mm-hmm. He's been healthy, so I understand what you're saying about that.
I mean, he was young. He was just coming in, and you had him practicing with LeBron, and he already got that length that, what, T-Mac Giannis, like maybe a mix in between them type length? Bruh, it'd have been super problems, and their defense would have been crazy. It would have been how I feel about Chicago defense, how it could be anyway. And Chicago, they're just moving right. But I think that game, I think it was good. I mean, I'm upset with Paul George.
But
because he ain't do much in the third quarter. But I don't know that. I don't see how the team as a whole. How do you allow them to come back from 26 points?
The lack of confidence to make the smart play.
I say the lack of experience.
That too. But Paul George, if I'm Paul George, I've been in the playoffs enough. against this team to know I need the ball.
Yeah.
Give me the ball. Put yourself in position to get the ball. If you up 26, you can score 20 points to finish the game. Why can't you score 20 points and try to facilitate a little bit and win the game? That's all they had to do.
I mean, but he still did his thing. He had a huge double-double. He had a huge game. But I don't know how they let them come back.
That's what I'm saying. You don't let them come back.
But he got a lot of players over there I don't trust that play for different teams, and I didn't trust them then.
Every time they get 6 points closer, that's a timeout.
Yeah. And then with Paul George, I still don't trust. They need, I don't know, it ain't Paul George, per se. It's, I don't know. I like Monta Ellis, but I think they could have somebody better. I like Jeff Teague, but I think they could have somebody better. I forgot they even had Al Jefferson until he just came back.
Okay.
Miles Turner did what I wanted him to do. Remember I was saying he needed to put up like 18 and 10 if he could? He needed to show up. And if they get like that against Cleveland, they need to pound the ball in the paint until they foul. Just basically will them down. You up 26 points. You might as well just wear them out and then substitute or something.
Yeah, why was Paul George not in the post?
Pretty much do what Cleveland did to Golden State.
Paul George should have been in the post the whole rest of the game.
Yeah.
Force you to foul. Otherwise, I'm a fade on you.
Yeah.
Why was that not... That's the game plan. All in all, if somebody get a better shot, cool. Otherwise, give me the post. You feed me the post, and I'm going to get fouled, and I'm a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
So that game was only lost because it wasn't taken over. That's what, separates the greats. That's sometimes true. You got to take over. You got to know when to take over. You don't let 26 down.
Yeah.
Because if you're 26, you can get 30. You know what I mean?
You get 30, you can get 35.
Yeah.
They.
You don't let that dwindle.
I guess they may be trying to rest their players thinking that they was ahead like that. You know, pretty much to get prepared for the next game. Like, okay, well, they played. We had a Golden State game. No, you didn't. Because you're not Golden State.
You never do that. No. This is the playoffs. This is the playoffs. You run that shit to the ground.
Yeah.
That's why I don't
understand. Who else we got? We got Memphis and the Spurs. Memphis got a win up. That gritty play. It's cool. I did on the last one. We all right. Excuse the adult language. We working on that.
Yeah.
Until then, please be of age for your ears. But that Memphis got one up.
After the momentum. I think it was the momentum from the coach's speech.
I think it was
speech.
The home court, too.
Yeah, home court and the coach's too. Speech.
Yeah, the coach
he, you know,
mad. They're not going to rook us.
Right, and guess what?
Like, hey, I feel
the
you.
Teammates said they're going to pay that fine. And they came and they got that W. Yeah. So I respect them.
Yeah.
Can they win a series? No. But that was still a good effort.
Yeah. I mean, would you expect Kyrie? Would you expect Kawhi to sweep them? Is Kawhi enough to sweep teams in the West Conference?
If Kawhi does what he did like in the regular season.
Can he sweep Memphis, the Clippers, the Jazz? You know what I'm saying?
Who's gonna guard him?
What would the Spurs do against the Rockets? Let's just move to the next step. What the Spurs gonna do against the Rockets?
Easy.
Who gonna win?
That's the Spurs.
Why? How?
LaMarcus Aldridge, I think he'll actually have a decent series. And, you know, your boy Kawhi, if he step his game up, because I see he has another level he can reach, mm-hmm. It's over. He can lock down both sides. He can shoot on you. He can shoot threes now. He can pull up from the mid-range. He's playing post. And he's playing defense. He is locked down.
But he's the only one.
And that's all
is he going to be able to stop 22 points off the bench from two different other players? Not named James Harden?
But you act like they don't have a fluent offense.
They do.
Is
he enough? Because that's the problem they have with Golden State. Golden State just, once they start getting loose, you know, Kawhi be on whoever he be on. Maybe start the game to kind of bog them down, and then they get that ball movement going. I mean, and then I feel like, honestly, not to switch to the next team, set of teams, but Golden State, they can, I mean,
nobody
they
can,
pretty much say that they strengthen numbers again, in my opinion, because when Durant went down, that bench had to step up because Steph Curry, he had a few games off, and they was like, oh, you know, we think we about to fall off. Nope. Then he woke up. Klay Thompson was doing his thing. Draymond and I don't know. It's like KD got hurt and the beast just came out or something like that. I don't know. To me, they strengthened numbers. Your boy JaVale, he just had a perfect game. Ian Clark did what he did. You still got Iguodala. I mean,
just to let y'all know, I am a JaVale McGee fan.
They got some. He has
the size.
Since KD has went down, it's created development with their depth as far as what Golden State run. The rest of the team got a better understanding because everybody got to fill
right
in.
Together.
They got to fill in for Kevin Durant too, though.
So, when Kevin Durant come back,
and
it's going to be
Matt Barnes
pickup
was actually very smart because now they have
another
enforcer. They got somebody out there with Draymond that ain't afraid to knock somebody down and then stand up next to the team for the team.
And he can hit a three every once in a while, too.
And probably KD will probably do it, too. Who knows?
So that strengthens your bench. Yes. Now Matt Barnes is on your bench.
Yes.
So,
and then you still got the four all-stars, and between all four of them, you can mix and match them with whoever you want to. Draymond can carry your offense. He can facilitate your offense pretty much the same way that it's supposed to be with Steph and Klay in the game, which is why Ian get off. Pat been trying to come up in the world, Pat McCaw.
That's why nobody really matches up good with him. Because, like, Cleveland, they match up with offensive firepower, but their defense is lacking. They're one of the worst in defense.
That's the thing about Cleveland. This season, really, the whole season.
And KD plays defense now.
And
he's more of a
KD plays deep. That's why I said KD for the first, like, beginning part of the season. I gave him MVP because the Golden State was expected, their defense was expected to fall, like free fall. And it was like down maybe in 10th or something like that when they first started the season, somewhere around there. I forget where I heard it from, probably ESPN or something. And next thing you know, they're talking about first in defensive efficiency, first in offensive efficiency. It's like, how?
Well, you got to think about it like this.
With just Kevin Durant, you just lost Bogut.
You
lost Big Bogut. Big, I'm about to block LeBron five times, Bogut. You don't have him. You lost Harrison Barnes, Barbosa. Who else they give up? Is that it? No, it's more than them three. It might have been somebody else that's low-key we don't know about.
And that's one
but
thing
they
that...
they gave him three up. They got KD, and he was gone for a minute.
But here's the thing. The thing is, they got rid of them people, but they got better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they had to get time to mesh. But they had a whole new team. That's why they started off slow, because you had a whole new base of players that had to learn
really
the offense.
It wasn't even a slow start to me, because I don't see...
Well, slower than expected.
I mean, they still... They did. They keeping their record exactly at what it was at when they won the championship. So is that? Do you really see it as a fall off? It's like
they
rolled a wave. Also, I'm sure a lot of people, especially people that don't like Golden State, they'll say the referees had something to do with them helping them to get to 73. Okay, that's
feel
fine.
Like a little bit.
And then, I mean, you just got the fact that they maintained the record. Average, at least they averaged what the main first one was. They didn't fall below that. It's not like 67, 73, and 60. Like, that's when you didn't fail, when you fall to 60. Like, they lost seven more games. Like, they don't have this gear, you know, within them seven games. I still feel like they're the same. I mean, you got KD now. Like,
I think they're unbeatable.
Somebody can have an off night, and even KD himself could drop 40. Steph and Klay could drop 12 for a game. Like, they just bricking, and KD just dropped 45.
Easily.
You know what I'm saying? Easily. Yeah. It's just like, if they don't win the championship, if they come to full health, they get through the playoffs, and they come to a point where they relatively healthy, they see Cleveland or whoever, it don't matter to me, they should win.
And to be honest, next year, I'm going to say it first, KD for MVP.
Damn, okay.
KD has the potential to be the best player in the world. He can shoot. He can take it to the rack.
Do you think so?
And he's been playing good defense.
Okay, why? Okay, so the real question is, what is the NBA standard then? Is LeBron the standard, or is his style the standard? Where I feel like they give LeBron the most love because they say, oh, he makes his teammates better, and he passes the ball, he facilitates the ball, and he does his scoring thing, which he does do. But it's to me, in the second half of the Indiana game, yes, LeBron had a great game. He's legendary. I'm not hating. All I'm saying is, if he did that, you know what I'm saying? If he could do that without them, without Kyrie and Kevin, come on now. What do you think he's supposed to do against Golden State? What do you expect? You do if it's Golden State and Cleveland, who you got?
I got Golden State, but I got a feeling Cleveland. Okay, so win. Does it's that so mean bad.
So Kevin Durant? Okay, so back to the standard then. What? Why do we give LeBron? Or why is he? Why should he be considered the top and the MVP all the time? Unless he's not the standard. I think he is the standard because it was like, okay, Kobe. And then he messed himself up, his reputation with what, you know, the accusation. And then here come LeBron. He passing the ball. He get his own team as soon as he come in the league. I mean, everybody got a little bit of a different story on the come up. But it's about, to me, what you was doing at the very height of what you were doing. To me, I'd rather see, and this is probably just me, I'd rather see Kobe drop 81 or 60 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then have them big moments. To me, LeBron is missing big moments. If I say big moments LeBron, everybody is going to say against Orlando. Or they might say that Golden State shot. But it wasn't even a, that wasn't in the playoffs, though. It was that one where he was at the bottom and he shot it up and made it. But as far as playoff moments, everybody going to say against Orlando. I mean, okay, what? Maybe the Pistons, too. Of course that, probably. Because he scored, what? How much straight? 25, 24, 29?
He went crazy.
That's what made me feel like, you know, I can't be happy with LeBron. Because we were still in our championship, you know, our championship phase, I would say. I mean, we went to how many Eastern Conference finals straight? The Pistons?
We went to a bunch. Okay, but in
to
a
bring
row.
It, to still bring it back. Is it defense then where you can, because KD don't facilitate like LeBron.
He don't need
which
to.
Puts LeBron in the MVP conversation. Okay, so you don't should think? Should the MVP conversation, no, because I'm just dissecting what it is that puts LeBron, because to me LeBron is the standard, because that's just the general, like,
he's the prototype.
That's the psyche of basically a lot of the NBA world, even people that like other teams and like other players, they... I mean, even I'll say LeBron is the best, but he's missing elements where he's just not the flat out. Like, I don't even just put him as, you know, stamp him up there as the
but
best.
But here's the thing.
And he just stamped. Like, last year to me, it was Steph Curry. The year before that, it was Steph, KD. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a few people.
But LeBron.
Because KD woke all the way up.
LeBron is not the best of anything. He's just the prototype player. He's good all around, but he's not the best shooter. He's not the best free throw shooter. He's not the best defender. He's not the best facilitator. He's not the best.
He's not the best facilitator?
No.
How? Who? Who is?
Who's the best facilitator in the league? Let's see. Give me one second. John Wall's a better facilitator, I think.
John Wall is a better facilitator than LeBron. John, who else? I don't agree.
Russell Westbrook can be a better facilitator.
Okay, if we go there,
James Harden can LeBron, be a better facilitator.
A lot of his passes are to people that are going to do one thing. The offense is geared for him to do his thing in order to get them open for that shot. Because if you don't stop it or you don't try to stop him, he's going to the hole. He's going to finish. To me, he's the under-the-rim warrior because the gut of his shots is all there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what reduces his chance, I think, or what reduced him to having less big moments than most people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I think of that. I think of that. And I think of his overall legacy. You know what I'm saying? When they try to compare him, when they want to throw him up there with Kobe, Jordan. We forgot about Tim Duncan. You know what I'm saying? Tim Duncan, that guy.
He was.
I mean, we might as well throw Magic in that conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because the dude came to the league and won.
Like people,
he was like, what's up?
And then people like, compare him to Magic, not realizing LeBron, when he facilitates, he's not running fast breaks like that.
No.
When he getting fast breaks, he may get a oop or something like that. Mm-hmm. But he is not facilitating like that. There's no, here's a no-look pass, open basket. It's nothing like that. So the comparison to Magic is only in height. It's not how he play. Because he plays the type of game where he bullies in and passes out, or he just bullies all the way. To me, somewhat like Charles Barkley, that he don't want
to
say.
I used to say that as well.
Yeah, that's
that
the
he
way
played
he plays.
Like Charles Barkley. Yes, because Charles Barkley was the first big. Well, he was a smaller big because he was only, what, 6'5 or 6'6 something?
But he bodied. Know. He bodied.
Yeah. And you know, they try to use the height thing, but I mean, Draymond.
He's nothing like Jordan.
Ben Wallace was what, playing center? 6'8?
6'8", 6'9". Like, but he's nothing like Jordan. He's not a sharp shooter like Jordan. He's not a post-dominant fader like Jordan.
Nah.
He's
nothing like Paul George scoring stuff? No. He'd have like 20.
That's because...
Them 37
that he and had lockdown defense also.
And that's if he would even have that. Because Paul George, to me, is sometimes, maybe not the facilitating, but he'll want to be LeBron to me sometimes. He can shoot, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And him trying to do that, to me, kind of makes it where he's not all the way what he can be. You know what I'm saying?
He's not.
He's like, for instance, he's patterned his game after LeBron. Maybe he, you know, that summer that they were talking about working together, ever since then, he'd been patterning his game after LeBron or something like that, a little bit, because he could shoot. You know what I'm saying? Here and there, he could shoot. But
he's not
that third quarter, I mean.
He's a better shooter, he's not as fluent as Giannis. When it comes to his offense.
Giannis about to be crazy. All his team needs is help. I don't care for them to get another piece. Who can improve the Bucks? For real. Maybe could Rondo improve the Bucks? Or do you just let Giannis continue to push the rock?
It depends. I mean, you can free him up to slash more, but I like him with the rock because that Euro step is unstoppable.
Yeah.
He frees up so much space, and he can get there in three steps. So if he can get there in three steps, that's one dribble.
Yeah.
So if he can get there from the three-point line to the rim in one dribble, that's pretty much unstoppable at 6'10". But like I said, LeBron is Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah.
He tries to shoot threes, but that's not his specialty.
Yeah, that's true. Because Charles wasn't really a good three-point shooter like that. He showed up during the playoffs that they went to the finals against the Bulls.
Why do you think LeBron's field goal percentage is the way it is? Like I said, open, close shots.
Yeah, and easy layups. I mean, he uses size. He get easy layups. The ones he get fouled on ain't even accounted for. And the ones the ones he get fouled on and miss don't account. Yeah. But the ones he make do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that inflates this. Well, I ain't going to say inflate. LeBron is LeBron. He do what he do. He good at what he do. He's the best at how he play. Like, I mean, he's himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, he like somewhere, he a little piece of all of them, but it's just him because I don't know. I guess, I don't know. To me, I accept his greatness being in the paint. I don't see him as I got to shoot threes. And that's what makes me see, the better things in other players that they could do better. You know what I'm saying?
Later
like,
in his
I
career,
can't just give LeBron just flat out, you're the undisputed greatest basketball player to ever play the game. I can't even. Jordan is the tops to me. But even him, he can be taken over. If somebody have come in with the right situation, maybe they went to college a few years, you know what I'm saying? They come into the league, do a little bit for a few years, kind of similar. Come in early with the points and stuff, which is what LeBron did, which is why they put him up there. Because he came in and he was basically the guy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody didn't get that opportunity. But you let somebody come into the game like that and have a story where it's just like they struggling, they getting beat by this team so much, and then they kind of bring somebody up under their wing. I mean, it's kind of set up that way with Russell. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Russell, he can be like, Vic, come work out with me this summer and try to turn Vic into a mini Russell. But Vic played better defense, and he played defense. He could be his quote-unquote Scottie Pippen since they want to try to make Russell out to be Jordan. I've seen some on Bleacher Report. I don't agree with that either, but if that's I still believe in also, you can get two players, you can get two all-stars.
I think Jordan had a better pace of basketball.
Jordan, yeah.
He slowed basketball to the point where he can conserve and dominate. The thing about Russell is he conserves.
That's why he was
so
able to
energy.
Play so long.
Of course.
That's
of
why
course.
Jordan was able to play so long, and he still was averaging 20 in his 40s.
That's because he knew how to slow down the pace. That's what made Rondo good, and that's what messed up Chicago to lose that game. It's because the pace is controlled by the point guard when he is actually facilitating the game.
Yeah.
That's why LeBron is considered good, because he holds and he controls the pace of the game.
Most of the time, but if he see a team that can't, really do nothing with him, that's when he get off. He see Kawhi Leonard.
He going to make sure Kyrie has a nice game.
Like, it just changed. You see Draymond Green. I mean, he gets off on Draymond.
I think it's matchup.
It's a lot more still, like, you can body LeBron. You know what I'm saying? It ain't he just about to bully you all the way to the hole and just think he just gonna bully you all the way to the hole. But Draymond not running away like Monte Ellis.
He can,
you know what I'm saying? Like he ain't.
That's because he can use his options. When it's like that, now I'm LeBron. You gonna guard me tough, and your best defender is gonna be on me. Now Kyrie makes some buckets. Now Kevin Love makes some buckets. Okay. He knows when to defer. That's why I give him props in that.
Who? LB?
LB.
But.
Because he don't have to. If he can win, he don't have to have the greatest game. Stats and everything without the dub.
Yeah. But I think he can get that done just the way he did. He don't need, per se, a big three.
Of course not. That's what he kind of does, because if he wants that will be a big three.
If you think about it, when have they ever like really balanced out in points like how the Heat did?
All right, I got a question. Would you trade Paul George for Kevin Love?
Sure. Straight up?
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, if you flirted with the idea of getting Melo for Kevin Love, you got to go get Paul George. I mean, he's younger. He still, I mean, he going up against LeBron.
So would you not give up pieces
But then
him?
At the same time, LeBron is not a lockdown defender. Because had that been Kawhi Leonard, then Kawhi would be like, you're not scoring 37 points. Stop it.
What would Kawhi do? Get that out the way. What would Kawhi do if Paul George and LeBron were on the same team?
That's why I said what I said about San Antonio. They got one Kawhi.
Yeah.
That's the only problem. I don't have no problem with San Antonio except they got one Kawhi. Don't nobody else defend like that. Nobody else on that team. You know what I'm saying? They got Danny Green, but he don't defend like that. And
yeah, he's slowing down.
You got to hope Tony Parker about to. I mean, well, it's not set in stone. But if he can show up and put up 18 or something like that a game, 15 even. Yeah.
I think he had 0 points last game. Like, you can't do no worse than zero. I mean, of course, with your player efficiency and all that, that can be low.
He had zero last night, really?
Zero.
Zero. We got to check that out.
Fact check. Fact checks right now. That's the good thing about cell phones. Fact checking is very easy.
Okay, so I got a question while we look this up.
All right, no problem. Keep it moving.
This just left field hypothetical. Could Golden State win? And I don't want fanboys to get hyped thinking that I'm just Golden State crazy. Because I actually wouldn't mind them losing either. But the way I want to see, you know, everything going down, it's just not going to happen that way. But could Golden State win the championship?
0 points for Tony Parker.
Tony Parker, 0-4.
0-4. You got a rebound. You got a rebound and a turnover.
Could Golden State win the championship without
and
KD?
And no assists.
Oh, wow.
He had no assists.
Well, that's why. I don't usually. Tony Parker is not what he used to be, because I don't even think about him even after he's been playing.
0 points and zero assists is a rookie minimum deal contract. I think Tony Parker.
He need to not play for France. He need to go home and sit down.
He might be out of there, Mike. It might be time to put him on
the
bench.
That's just one game. That's just one game. He could have that. He already got rings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. I'm just talking about
he up there. Tony Parker up there.
To make the team better.
He low key up there. He just looked the same. Like a human. You know, full-fleshed Schmeagle, you know.
Don't get mad, Tony. That's the LL Cool J effect. Shave off your facial hair or diet. You got to eat two choices.
And you just going to be the same looking until you about 55, 60.
Pretty much. No facial hair. You don't really age like that.
Okay, I've been sleeping, I guess. I don't really care for the Wizards and Hawks series. I seen what the Wiz did. But
if the Wizards just don't make it to the next round, just get it over with.
Okay, so if Chicago won this series somehow,
the Wizards are going to break them apart.
The Wizards are going to beat them?
They're going to break them apart.
And if Boston gets to the next round, the Wizards are going to beat them?
Yes.
So the Wizards will see Cleveland. Are the Wizards going to beat Cleveland?
No.
What's the series?
6 games.
What? Why they not gonna beat Cleveland? They gonna fold.
They gonna fold. Look who they got to depend on. I'm talking about playoff wise.
There's no point in even pretty much letting the East play the playoffs then. We just might as well start the playoffs.
There should be no East playoffs. Let LeBron
play against college teams or something like that so they could get hype and be like, we want to try to beat LeBron and
let LeBron go on vacation.
Make it a you about to redirect everything. Make it a tournament where you could just play some college teams that's maybe in the final eight or whatever, knock one out and put Cleveland in there. And you know what I'm saying? Let them just play LeBron one time each. You know, it don't matter who win or beat them. They going for their own trophy, to beat LeBron in the East trophy. This is the East playoff. The East playoff trophy with football rules. Like, we just going to play one game. If we beat you, LB, and your team, we in college, we beat y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's more exciting than – I don't know, because how do we – what I've been going through all of the last few years watching this – is basically they hype up some team. With the Heat, it was who? The Pacers. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Pacers. Oh, Danny Granger. Oh, but did we forget he was hurt? Oh, Paul George, before he even tried to become who he is now. You know what I'm saying? But they were on. They had Roy Hibbert before he got, I don't know, lost in
that
earth.
That boy in the sunken place. That boy didn't get the tea. He's done.
And the boy is just putting up 0 points and zero rebounds, didn't he? Yeah. Or was it one?
He pulled a Tony Zero. Carter. Yeah, zero. Dude, no points, no rebounds. That boy
do that. You just can't do that.
There.
So, Lance was out there shaking people up, just doing, what I'm saying? And I don't know, they was on, but what happened? Did they even take Cleveland seven games ever? Did the Pacers ever take Cleveland seven?
Once, but we can fact check
that.
Man,
it don't matter, because guess what? All the games that they were supposed to win, I felt like how they lost this game one reminded me of how they lost the game one against the Heat. If they would have won that game one that year.
It was that layup for LeBron.
Yes.
He just had a wide open to the hoop.
Man, it's like, Paul George, what were you doing? Oh, well, I overcommitted. Well, how did you overcommit? I remember that because LeBron kind of like hesitated. It looked like he was about to shoot. Paul George stepped in too much. LeBron was behind him in one step, like, excuse me. It's just...
They don't have good luck.
Then who else? Who else? I mean, because after Boston kind of started getting hurt, and that's why I think LeBron would have won in Cleveland. If he'd have stayed one more season in Cleveland, who got hurt first? KG or Rondo? I think it was KG. So after that, Rondo was getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why Boston kind of went down. You know what I'm saying? They came back that one year, but it was during them, and the Lakers going back and forth. And that's why they missed going to three straight finals like how the Lakers did. But because they were hurt.
But they wouldn't have got the number one picks twice. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
They got the two number one picks. You end up with Kyrie Irving. They had three. They had freaking Bennett, and they had Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had three number one picks. How much of a better rebuild can you have than three number ones?
Who won that next year? Lakers. Right?
Tell me, which year?
After LeBron's last year in Cleveland. Because I think he lost to Orlando. That was the year Orlando went all the way, wasn't it? No, or did LeBron quit it? Like, he threw his jersey off against Boston.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. And when he pulled that jersey off, it was like, basically, I'm gone. He told y'all he was gone right then and there. We sitting up here speculating. Like, we knew he was dipping. It was just where? I mean, who, I don't know, I guess who wouldn't have left? You young, you know what I'm saying? I credit him that. Like, you young, you just want to, like, stay in Cleveland the whole time? You know, your whole life? Like,
so he was in his,
low, mid-20s. And you go to Miami, you live it up a little bit, and then get back to the fam. You know, after you get done, once you hit them 30s, get back to your business. Because you could always go have fun. You could just have some next level fun. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be the fun you see on TV. It ain't got to be the club. You could go have your parties where you have them throw your own stuff. Do stuff at your own crib, your own whatever, your own setup. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be what we think it is. It could be next level. Have all your friends coming to your wedding and all that. Like, that's what's up. Can the Jazz do anything?
No, without Rudy Gobert, they're done. Sad to say, their defense is shot.
The Hawks is garbage. Let me throw this left field out that I told you about earlier. I want everybody else to know. If Brook Lopez go to the Chicago Bulls,
it'd be a problem.
And D-Wade and Rondo stay in Chicago, and Jimmy Butler do too,
They developed Bobby Portis some more. I don't know who a free agent.
Keep Zip.
Get some more shooters. Get you another point guard and another backup shooting guard to cover for Wade and Rondo. That's actually pretty, like, that can step in with Jimmy Butler and pretty much kind of do maybe half of what Rondo do, half of what Wade do, and
put that Jimmy with that. That means they got to get rid of Michael
Carter. But you got the Lopez brothers. If this Lopez show up next season, if Robin show up like this next season to start and then can go up another level higher than that, especially with his brother, you're going to be playing off your own brother. He already going to be out here doing what he doing. Ain't he at three-point range now?
So he should play the four.
I think he's shooting three. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He played the four. You got Miritich off the bench, too, with that. Like, the Bulls could be something, but I don't know if it's going to happen that way. I'm thinking, again, Wade might go to Cleveland. I don't know. It really depends on how the Chicago thing go down.
If Wade go to Cleveland, that'll be crazy.
Yeah, it would. Especially if he stay healthy the whole time. He could just play a low amount of minutes, maybe like 20, 25 minutes a game, because he'll be playing behind Kyrie. You know what I'm saying?
But do you know how much money they already committed?
Is it disrespectful to play Wade off the bench if he go to Cleveland?
Yes.
So how you going to do that?
Wade play the two.
And who going to play the one? Kyrie?
Kyrie.
Okay, so you got all of them on the floor. Is LeBron still controlling?
He don't have to all the time.
Okay, so he got to say that
slashing.
To say this.
Yeah,
when Kyrie is controlling, is Wade going to be involved like that? You think Kyrie going to be willing to give up his points to kind of share the ball with Wade like that?
Oh, if Wade takes some
of
that post?
With him already having to do it with LeBron, and they still going to have Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's not enough.
That's basically the East Warriors if they get that fourth, you know? I mean, even though the ages ain't the same.
I don't think they can be as cohesive as
I don't think so either. I don't think so. I think the Warriors team might be one of the most cohesive teams I've seen outside. Well, no, we're one of them. The Spurs from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh-wee. They were mad.
I mean, that was crazy how they beat the Heat. Like, by a record margin, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And one of LeBron's worst, parts of his career.
You know, we forgot about that.
Dallas, forgot about that.
How many Western teams have made it to the finals in the last 15 years?
It's probably only like...
It's Spurs, Lakers.
Spurs, Lakers.
Mavericks.
Thunder, yeah.
Warriors. 15 years, Lakers in there, I said that. Yeah.
He said the Lakers.
Is that it?
It might be.
Okay, and in the East, last 15 has been
Cleveland, Miami,
Detroit.
Right?
Yep, 0-2. Yep, Cleveland, Boston. Miami, Detroit, Boston, Orlando. One.
But Orlando's for the West.
Orlando was for the Wait, yeah, Orlando has got one. I don't know. Not Chicago, not.
So it's like, it's been the same teams.
On both sides.
Yeah.
But you have that one team that get that one in.
And what team is that?
Like, you know how the Pistons got that one, then the Thunder got that one, and just continued to kind of flirt with it Western Conference-wise.
Yeah. Pistons should have got three. We had what it takes. We had a good enough team. We had a good enough system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we played like this. Like you said, the Spurs end up playing like the Pistons.
Yeah.
That's all that really happened. They seen how fluent the offense was.
Man.
You got somebody that's running and cutting for shots. It's kind of what Golden State do, too.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of people, get a lot from that.
Them a
that
few
system.
Rip Hamiltons up there because they catch and shoot with the best of them.
Yeah, Rip Hamilton.
Imagine prime Rip Hamilton on that team.
Man, imagine LeBron having a prime Rip Hamilton.
Ooh wee. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
LeBron don't need Kyrie.
No.
He needs there you go. Perfect. You put it together, you pieced it together perfectly. If LeBron could get a prime Rip Hamilton on his team.
Devin Booker.
He don't need.
Would you trade Kevin Love for Devin Booker?
Kevin Love for Devin Booker. Could I play Devin Booker at the three?
You can play at the two.
No, he can play at the two. I mean, but then it's the Kyrie factor to me. Because Kyrie going to want what he going to want, and he still got to play off LeBron. So Devin Booker is going to be your third option. You about a third option, somebody that just dropped 70?
Yeah, because you have LeBron and Kyrie Irving. 170-point game. They had 340-point games in the finals.
I don't know. I don't know. Play that on 2K or something like that. See what type of life that is.
Yeah, it's a lot of people I think you can trade, but it's because it's a guard-heavy situation that's coming up in the draft that's coming up next.
Yeah, and a whole lot of teams gonna be on track to where they need to be for real.
Why would Kevin Love not fit on Boston?
That's what type of league this is. Kevin Love on Boston for whom?
Boston, the number one pick in Jay Crowder.
Ooh, you said it earlier. Nah, yeah. I don't know if I trade Jay Crowder for Kevin Love.
Kevin Love, that's true.
I wouldn't trade Jay Crowder for Melo either.
Would you trade the number one pick just to get your salary cap down?
Would I trade the number one pick
for Kevin Love? I would.
Next to Al Horford? I would almost just get rid of Al Horford.
You have to get rid of Al Horford. He has to go.
Al Horford to Cleveland for Kevin Love.
And a draft.
And then, okay.
And a draft pick. That's the only way I think they'll
and
take
And a draft pick?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do and. Not the first one. Not the first draft. Not this upcoming
Give
draft.
Give up Amon Shepherd.
Nah, I don't want nothing else from Cleveland. Just give me Kevin Love unless Kyrie coming with him. But then you got to switch the whole dynamic up.
Because they wouldn't do that even if Isaiah Thomas was in the deal.
Mm-hmm. What you think about this? What about Russell last game? Everybody going ham over him missing all of them shots.
He missed a lot of shots.
I watched the game. I was watching him when he was tired. I started seeing it. I was telling him, go in the hole. He kept going in the hole a little bit toward the end of the third quarter. After that, it was over because he ain't had no energy to go in no more. He had been doing it the whole game, mm-hmm. getting played the type of defense that they playing on him and doing all the stuff that he been having to do. And the tough part is he in a situation where he gets easily criticized. He's got that Kobe criticism on him right now because if he shoot too much, y'all gonna be mad at him. You know, he have a perfect game with a triple double,
Triple double this game that they're complaining about.
Yeah, I know.
He had 50-some points.
Yeah, he has 51. And so it's like
he was balling around.
This man had a perfect triple double. If LeBron had a perfect triple double yesterday,
LeBron would be the perfect triple double.
LeBron
man.
Would be the greatest player on the planet, right?
Yeah, if you get a Hollywood star.
This is why I'm throwing the standard out again. I'm just throwing out the standard.
He's the prototype.
Okay. Russell averaged a triple double, and his team cannot win without him. Like they just can't. They need him to average a triple double. Like I was thinking, maybe Russell could, maybe kind of get a ball up a little bit more because his team can do more, but. Who on that team you really look at and be like, oh, he can make a play for himself other than Victor. And he 70, maybe 50, really 55% of the time do it.
Enes Kanter.
He can create his – so he could give Enes the ball on the block. Like, here you go.
He got Taj, too.
And Enes Kanter gone. I like Taj, too. But, I mean, consistently continue to create their own shot.
Have you ever seen Enes Kanter put him in the post? When Enes Kanter uses the post, he has a left and right hand. He's good.
Well, why do they fall apart when Russell leaves? Because that's when they gave up their
Because they don't know how to facilitate it. That's what it is, the pace changes.
Like right now, this is almost starting off the same way. They're getting off real good against the Rockets. You know, James Harden breaking shots right now. They up 13-4. You up 9 already, and that's a brick. Oh, that's a foul, huh? And Russell put up 55, triple-double. And y'all still lost like so.
And that's James Harden's reason to argue about the MVP. Because you can put up those
But he wasn't even
numbers.
In the game.
Yeah. But James Harden, how did he do?
It's like he just got a better team. If you put – we had this question too, maybe on the last podcast. You put Russell Westbrook on the Rockets, they got more games won than Harden would be on the Thunder. Because it would be the same thing. Basically, it'll just be Harden to be putting up the more points. Like Russ, I mean, it would be the same thing. They almost the same player, especially once I learned, you know, they shooting about the same from the three. So what's so different about him other than how they get to the hole?
And Russell, defense. Russell run to the hole. Defense.
I mean, well, of course defense, but I don't even think of defense when I hear James Harden's name. That's just flat out offense.
He's all, yeah, that's all he is, and, offense.
I mean, he another body on the floor, somebody you got to walk, run past, you know, depending on where he at standing in front of you. But other than that, he ain't playing no D. And the only difference is how they go to the hole. James Harden do that. He skip to the hole, and Russell Westbrook be like, I'm just going to run past you.
And he runs
and I'm going to dunk on your head. The dude here waiting on me to get there, and the dude that's going to help on defense that's waiting down there, too, for me to try to stop me in transition or trap me. I'm going to dunk on all of you.
He maneuvers in the air. That's crazy. This nigga, he would go up, and he would turn his body just to get the just angle get for the layup.
Just to get the ball, yes, to keep the ball from being protected. I mean, from being defended as well.
And it's crazy. Yes. He don't get enough credit for that.
He don't get enough credit. It's just like, instead of, you know, I mean, because my whole thing is if LeBron averaged a triple-double, I'm still stuck on this from just when Chris said it. I'm still stuck on
that
it.
Should be
he
a
would
t-shirt.
Be the greatest player ever.
That should be a t-shirt. If LeBron averaged a triple-double.
I mean, it can't happen like that no more. You know, where it's like, oh, LeBron averaged a triple-double. He's the greatest because it's been done now.
I'm going to get it made.
In this era, anyway.
Look, I'm going to get a shirt made with LeBron on there. And it says, if I averaged a triple-double. And on the back, it's going to say, greatest ever. I think that's, that'd be a good shirt to sell.
Yeah.
Greatest ever.
Greatest you know, ever.
Think about it. That is very
true.
He should
be the greatest ever. The best ever. Best there is, the best there was,
and the best there ever will be.
And the best there ever will be. LeBron James, ladies and gentlemen. The excellence of execution.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something, but I don't want the LeBron fans mad at me. The excellence of execution, unless
how your team flows.
You have to shoot a game-winning shot. All the time. I think he makes them. Okay, he got another moment. He shot that game win against Chicago on Jimmy Butler. You know Jimmy Butler underguarded him. And it's, I don't know, people just dumb when they guard LeBron.
But
he made the shot. He was over there in the corner and just, it was like how, remember Chris played me in 2K and he did that turnaround with
John Wall. John Wall. Oh my God. The greatest play of all time.
And I don't know. That's just where it was for LB.
Man, this conversation about LeBron spreads to 36 different type of conversations.
Yes, because I'm touching on LeBron. I want to understand what his standard is. We have to find what his standard is in order to find out how other players are winning the MVP. For me, anyway, that's just what I'm seeking. I'm trying to see how other players are winning the MVP.
He's the standard of being very good.
Is it voter fatigue? They sick of voting LeBron?
Of course, that's part of it.
Okay, let me just ask this question. LeBron, MVP of the year, if I say that, do you agree, yes or no?
No.
Is he top two?
Top three. Okay. This year, top three.
All right, so.
Because I always had a comparison with him and Kawhi Leonard. Like I said, Kawhi Leonard does better with less. That's facts. You can go strictly to numbers, and you can go to everything, but they have a different offensive set than the way Cleveland runs their basketball. So that affects the stats that Kawhi Leonard gets because of the position in which he is on the court. So all this stuff that they talk about, statistics and all that stuff, the data, like the dude said, you know what?
The data.
Yeah, forget your data. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So basically it is all you can analyze all that, but he's better in everything except facilitating. He's a better shooter. He's a better defender.
Okay. So if you put Kawhi on Cleveland and finally land LeBron on the West team that I want him to be on, and you put him on the Spurs with Greg Popovich,
I think Cleveland will win. This is why. Because if you switch, LeBron does not have a Kyrie. LeBron has a LaMarcus Aldridge. It's different when facilitating with a stiff big compared to having people that run
especially
the court.
Especially with LeBron running the four, but LeBron just had to run the
but
five.
But you got to think about it like this. Kyrie will be able to do more of what he wants because Kawhi Leonard doesn't have to have the ball in his hands at all times like LeBron. So it's
another thing I think about LeBron.
It would be just the same, if not better, if he was on Cleveland.
That's why I feel like LeBron don't need Kyrie because that's my argument as well. He dominates the ball. It's like when that's why I say when you was bringing all these players in, maybe Wiggins would probably be the best one to bring in because he probably ain't gonna really be like mad about being third option. But the Devin Booker one, the you know who else did we put with LeBron instead of Kevin Love
and Carmelo? You know that I mean, was always
Carmelo would work. I think they should have did it anyway. They'd have won like 57 games. They had.
Carmelo. I think D Wade would slow their offense more.
I do too. That's why I'm not certain that D Wade alone would make them better. But then again, he would off the bench as long as he stay healthy, which I ain't worried about him.
Would you get rid of Darren Williams and get D Rose to play off the bench for Cleveland?
D Rose.
That's just some off the wall stuff.
D Rose. I wouldn't even go there if I was D Rose.
Of course not. I'm just saying that's we all think he's going to the Spurs anyway. To put Tony Parker on the bench.
If he goes to the Spurs and can stay healthy, if Pop can slow him down and teach him how to facilitate just a little bit or facilitate from his point of attack better. Because I ain't gonna say he can't do it, you know what I'm saying? But facilitate better. Then
his pick and roll,
they're gonna be crazy.
But here's the thing: the pick and roll,
as long as he still got a really good pace about him, because I don't know what this injury gonna do. To me, I didn't really believe it, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like you hurt, I don't know if I believe that. I felt like the Knicks just wanted to shut him down.
Yeah,
that's what I really felt like. So I don't necessarily even believe that. I mean, it ain't been no outcry like it's been the last few times.
They're not about to pay him though, so he's gonna be a free agent.
He gone. What if he go to Golden State? No, that's dumb.
They don't need him on Golden State. Because like I said, either way, he'll have to come off the bench.
Okay, so I got another question.
Go ahead. Keep going.
If Giannis plays and continues to win, maybe he can get somewhere far in this Eastern Conference this time. And maybe 2 or 3 years start winning some championships. If he get 3 or 4, does that put him in the conversation with LeBron James? If he get 4, the way... Okay, whatever upside you got in your head for Giannis, apply that to him over that time.
Depends on how many more rings LeBron gets in his career.
Okay, if he matches LeBron on ring count, who's better?
LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron, I mean, there's no ceiling for Giannis. But
what makes Kevin Durant better then?
Like I said, Kevin Durant is a better basketball player. Team player, no. But strictly basketball, better shooter, better defender. If you're a better shooter and a better defender, you're offensively better, you're defensively better. So how could you not be considered better?
Is Giannis near his prime, or do you think he's going to be better than he is?
Giannis is going to be way better than he is.
Okay, so prime Giannis and Kevin Durant's place.
We don't know where he's going to go. We know where LeBron
is.
In
OKC. Would have produced what?
Not as much as Kevin Durant.
Okay. All right. That's putting it in perspective a little bit more for me, too.
The field goal percentages, if Kevin Durant has changed his game to go to charge in now, he gained a little more weight. He's not scared to go dunk on you.
Yeah.
But his jumper is still
or
deadly.
Or go lay up all around you. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what Kevin Durant
is
this?
He's unstoppable.
What dude, you know, injured his foot and still be that close in the paint?
If
you know, up there
if he
with
wasn't
you.
Injured.
But he really 6'10", ain't he?
Yeah. 6'10", they said 6'10", 6'11". So he lanky. His wingspan is crazy. His handle is good enough to get to the rack.
Kevin Durant is like Stephen, Clay, and Dre mashed into one person.
He's unfair. When you really
he could come down
it.
The court and just fling a three up. He could come down the court and come off of them screens and catch and shoot, doing the Clay part. Now he got a piece of, you know, he play a little bit like Draymond. He don't facilitate as good as Draymond, but he was doing his job, man. And
he can play off
playing
the ball.
That defense. And just imagine what it's going to be like when he out there for real with Draymond Green and
he's
they just clicking
the
on defense.
He's playing off the ball.
Yeah.
If you see him playing off
the
ball,
I think
he
a
can
lot
just
of players
run
would
around
improve off the ball. I think LeBron James, if he played off the ball, would be a better player.
It'd be a more fluent
because
offense.
If you really think about all them games against, I mean, plays against Indiana, some of them were off the ball. Some of his best ones were off the ball. I feel like if he got somebody that's good enough to score like Kyrie, but facilitate a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe if Darren Williams was infused in him a little bit more as far as facilitating and getting the ball out, dude, LeBron would be crazy, because that's what made him and Wade so good, because Wade could actually facilitate. So they could actually, Wade could take a back seat, help kind of facilitate the rest of the team doing what they do, and get LeBron involved.
Yeah. I want to say sorry to the viewers, you know. Got to keep my basketball games going. So I'm going crazy with Celine. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to find the LeBron standard. I'm trying to find, you know, well, we found who could play with him. Instead of, you know, Kyrie Irving, it would be prime Rip Hamilton. So you need a prime Rip Hamilton player.
This podcast that we're creating should be called
The LeBron Standard.
LeBron.
Yes.
AKA, I call him the prototype.
The prototype. I'm going to just call him
The Standard. Should LeBron be the new logo? I'm just throwing out there to get people mad, because I would take Kobe over LeBron. Should LeBron
be the logo? Kobe would be a good logo. I think Jordan, honestly, should be the logo.
The problem with Jordan being the logo is he's already the brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to do a different
This pose. Is still his game, honestly. Did Kobe and LeBron really body the psyche of who's still the best? Because that's really what it is. You got to body the psyche of what Jordan is. Because how he did everything he did just stapled him up there. It's just like, okay, I did this. This is how it happened. This is what I did. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, be like, oh, Bill Russell and them, they had to play some people that weren't as athletic or this athletic or that athletic or whatever. And then you get to Jordan's time, and that's a very physical time, you know? He was beating them down. And I don't know. I mean, he just overcame one day. He was just like, I'm about to twist my body whichever way. Like you say Russell be doing.
Yeah.
Since they trying to compare Russell again, you know, bring that full circle from earlier in the conversation.
He just took and smart shots.
He just started dunking on people. Yeah. And he's little. He's like 200, 210 during that time. And 220, no bigger than. LeBron 260. Some people say he was 275 at his height. Like at his prime?
Yeah.
275. Imagine you put Jordan with that weight and ability to assess the speed and all of that while having that weight with the shot.
If LeBron shot like Durant, he would be the greatest player of all time.
If LeBron could finish the rest of his career shooting like that, then he can get the GOAT. He can get it. But he gotta win some rings, though. Like, I ain't talking about, oh, if Cleveland repeat right now.
I want him to shoot 40% from the three. If he can do that, shoot 90% from the free throw line.
Not alone. He's going to have to win. He's going to have to win more rings. Of course. He has to match Jordan. I mean, I'm trying to think of a number, but you got to match Jordan.
I don't know if he'll match Kobe.
I don't think that even matching Jordan, though.
He has to surpass You know what?
It
Jordan.
Has to. It has to be that he just has to match Jordan. You match Jordan, and you in the conversation for the GOAT. Like, for real, for real. I guess, I mean,
if you got six,
you got to get it. He got to rack off three straight, though, at least. You got to three-peat. Jordan three-peated it twice. You know, we just going to kill it in a minute. Okay. And, you know, he gets six rings, and you don't think he's going to get to Kobe. Is LeBron about to get this ring?
Yeah.
Because I did an article that says so.
This is number four.
I mean, I think Golden State is who they are. They are probably the only team other than maybe the Spurs that can beat them. Like, if Cleveland on all cylinders, I don't think the Spurs could beat them.
Right.
But Cleveland on all cylinders against Golden State on all cylinders? What? I'm talking about Klay, KD, and Steph. But I don't know. I want to see what that switch is going to do. What that grind style basketball is gonna do? You know, when they start running all them screen. Oh, Steph Curry's in front of me, and then I want to see what they're gonna do. But this time, Harrison Barnes ain't on the court. Kevin Durant is on the court, and he's a threat on defense. And then on the offense and the transition in the finals, he's not gonna disappear like Harrison Barnes did. If you give Kevin Durant Harrison Barnes shots from Man, forget the hypotheticals. Cleveland won. LeBron is the standard. I guess I'll throw him. No, I can't throw him in this year's MVP conversation, because if Kevin Durant didn't go down, then that just knocks him down another number. He won't be third to me. But since he is third, I'll just consider it on them type of terms. I'll consider it in them terms.
If LeBron gets 6 rings, is he the GOAT? That's the question. I mean, the prototype to the GOAT. Can you be the GOAT?
The question is, he's breaking records. He about to break a bunch of Jordan records. Just because he came in the league at, 18?
And do you think, now how long do you think his career is going to be being this dominant?
Okay.
That makes it a big difference. Because if he wins the next 3, how old will LeBron be?
Next 3 and 4, win 4 straight?
If he wins 4 straight.
If LeBron wins 4 straight right now.
That will be his only window. His only chance to get 7 is if he wins 4 straight.
You have to. I'll give it to him then.
If he get 4 straight, he deserves it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He got to have it. Like, you got 4 straight right now.
But that's the only way he'll
win. With him at the age he at now, supposedly, you know, sometimes I'll be agreeing with you when you say that he declined. Sometimes I don't. Like, right now, no. He's not in decline. I'm not sure about that 45 minutes played, but I wouldn't say he in decline. Just because of how he played. He passed a lot more. So think about if he wasn't passing and he's just scoring that. The half of it.
Yeah.
He in the 50s with some rebounds. He basically out here Paul George in the game. That's why I say Paul George is basically LeBron without the facilitation.
So if he can win 4, he's the
But
goat.
Even more scoring than Paul George. So if he can win 4 straight.
He the GOAT.
He the GOAT, I guess. I mean, it just depends on, like I said, how it happens. As far as, like, his progression, you know, more, like, I don't know. I really want to say based off the storyline of it, like, who he got to go through, who becomes good enough to actually contest him on the way, something like that. But, I mean, it just really don't matter. Like, with the youth of the league that's coming in, with the people that just should take over within that time frame, Giannis, I ain't going to really worry about nobody else.
Just Giannis. This is a wormhole.
Wherever Jimmy Butler end up at. I mean, because it ain't nobody out east for real.
It's a wormhole conversation. It's going to lead to a million different possibilities.
But that's why that's what I'm saying. LeBron must be the standard. He's the standard. That's why I go off LB. I mean, we can't go off Jordan, really, because he's inaccessible, to be honest. Like, he'd be the last argument most of the time. People don't just randomly say somebody versus Jordan off rip. They don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's like...
You like, you know, Shane Song on the game.
What's the ball father's name? What's they dad name? Lamar.
Lamar, yeah.
You know, Lamar, he'll say that, but really? Your kids is high old. They ain't even stepped in the league yet. Like, how you going to compare yourself to Jordan? How you going to compare them to Jordan?
I mean, creating the path.
And that's why everybody got on him. And then what happened as soon as they, you know, his son lost the game. Ha, 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 this, that. You know, everybody getting on his head. You know, like we said, we big him up for it because you instilling that mindset in your kids.
Yeah, and you're creating the path for them. And you're setting their goals. You're going to UCLA. Boom. Mm-hmm. All my sons going to UCLA.
Yeah.
All my sons going to the league. You are building up that brand. If they all make that league, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, if they make it to the NBA and they are efficient and they are stars, Big Baller Brand would be a huge brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just building
and it's going to represent all of them.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, that's just crazy. That's a lot. I just like
you can link that to football. You can link that to a lot of
putting
stuff.
Putting a psyche in them that's just giving them that.
Yeah,
and a lot of people don't do that. A lot of especially black families don't do that nowadays. You know, and minorities, we need to instill that, and then things will change. Honestly, instead of just letting them see or do what they see, you know what I'm saying? Put something else in their head. Like, you about to win this game. You about to win this championship. You about to go to this school. Like you said, you know.
Just show them the takeover.
Put it in, I mean, for real. Instead of letting somebody else do it, the media or, you know, TV, social media, per se.
He's basically making the media headlines.
Yeah.
He's choosing to create the narrative instead of them make it.
Yep. And he letting the world know, you know, we here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't all the way where we gonna be at. But this is a good place to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember in high school, everybody was rocking Jordan Wizards jerseys right when LeBron was about to come into the league. Remember, everybody was hype about LeBron in high school.
Yeah.
We was hype about that. That's when Iverson was still playing. I'm probably giving away how old we is with that, right. But
take that back. You know,
say, no, I don't. But I just remember, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, it could be that situation, you know, especially for people that's that age group growing up right now. Oh, the Bob Brothers, you know what I'm saying? They all hype about them because they're paying attention to the people that's where they're at, you know what I'm saying? And they going to watch them come up too.
You got to continue the legacy. That's all it is. It's keeping the history.
Yeah.
You make the history. As it goes. Like, history right now is on. Yeah. OKC is doing good right history now. History is
definitely on. Cause so will history records...
show that they win this game? Who knows?
We'll see. They need to win something. Because it's looking real bad. And I don't even trust this right now. I don't trust nothing until you get past... You need to be about 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. And make sure you're not playing Golden State in that fourth quarter or LeBron. Because LeBron got a tendency to be like, oh, what, we down 10 with five minutes left? They'll cut that lead to like 2 minutes for real. Because he'll start beaming to the hole and then he'll get them kickouts and they'll be like, coomp, coomp, coomp. And then all of a sudden they in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be that easy. It's not that many teams in the league that can, cut leads in such a very short time. That's what was scary about Golden State a couple years ago, when they could cut your lead up in like, 3 minutes, they'd just chop you up. That's why they were sitting down all them fourth quarters. They'd be like, okay, this was almost the end of the third quarter. Really, the whole third quarter, they would just assault you. It was just like, we coming out, guns blazing. Everybody just duck or just die. Duck or die. Clean everybody up in front of them, and then sit down and rest for the rest of the game. It was crazy. they saying Russell going to get MVP. You agree? Yeah, you don't carry the MVP conversation into the playoffs, do you?
Not at all.
The playoffs is his own.
Yeah, not at all.
Okay.
He don't deserve recognition of being the best player in the playoffs unless you define as MVP.
You said ain't his cancer.
Yeah, even Canada got a post game. If you give him the ball, he'll body you left or right hand. He can throw it up.
They need to do that the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Like, flat out. They need to just slow Houston down. If you score and make them take it out, they can't get into all of them sets like that.
Let
they
Enos
can't
come Canter up score court 20 points.
And let James Harden do what Russell going to do, but have for real 3-point shooters waiting on him. You know what I'm saying? To drive and kick. That's the difference. Russell and them going to have to use their interior. I mean, you have to. You got to use what your strengths are. That's how Cleveland beat Golden State. They just kept switching up. They kept going to the hole and finishing up. But, I can't think of much else. You got anything else?
Nah.
We ain't worried about KD. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you ever answered that. Can Golden State win the could they possibly win a championship without KD?
Yes.
Over Cleveland?
Yes. I said possible. I didn't say it was going to happen.
I mean, out of 10 times, if they played each other 10 times, 4-game series, all over 10 times, who outwins the other team?
Golden State.
Golden State what? How many to how many?
6-4.
Wow.
But it's playoffs, you know. Playoffs is different.
Basically, Golden State in 7 games with no KD.
Yeah.
Again, 7 games.
And yet again, it'll be at the Oracle.
I don't know. I think Cleveland will take it. For you LeBron fans, I chose Cleveland to win the championship, too.
Well.
And please don't get it twisted. I like LeBron, but he's not the greatest yet. You know what I'm saying? Like the greatest. Is he the best player out right now? Yeah, but it's other players that show up. I just hope Rondo come back and do his thing to close. I don't know if the Bulls are going to make it without him. We'll see. The next game to me is going to determine everything for that.
Yeah.
The Pacers are swept.
Swept.
It's a wrap. Memphis got one up. I think.
Memphis is.
I think Memphis is gonna get two games. That they gonna go.
Yeah,
six.
I said that. I said that in the beginning. I said in the grindhouse they gonna get two.
Just another, you know, like a revision for where we at now too.
Yeah.
Bucks got the Raptors. It's a wrap. They doing Barney theme songs and photoshopping Barney on their jerseys and stuff.
They got 2-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not over.
Russell, you said you picked the Rockets.
Yeah. I said Rockets in six.
I'm going to just say Russell MVP.
Yep, I agree.
I don't want to even decide this series because I got too much, like, hope in Russell, really, I guess, and the Thunder just winning. I mean, they doing what they're supposed to do. The Rockets supposed to win. You're supposed to win on your home floor. So, ooh-wee. It looked like offensive interference. We talked about KD already and that the Warriors could potentially win the championship without him. We talked about the Jazz. Talked about the Wiz and why they can't. Brook Lopez to Chicago.
Yeah.
Rumors is Melo might go to Boston.
That'd be nice.
I think they need to, if they got Melo, they need to get rid of Al Horford for like Blake Griffin or something like that. Or Blake Griffin and Chris Paul could both go to New York somehow. I don't know what type of money they got to figure out. Probably Joakim Noah, buy him out or something if you can and have that money freshly available to you. I mean, the Knicks don't care. You know what I'm saying? So y'all might as well pay for something while Phil Jackson and his last two try to make him look good. You know what I'm saying? Since he out here just denouncing everybody.
That means Melo's out of there if they do that. So is Melo out of New York or will he still be in New York?
I think he gone.
I think he should go.
But family might keep him there. I think whatever goes on with him and Lala is going to determine what he going to do.
Should he go to Brooklyn and have lower expectations?
His son, oh wow, that'd be crazy. no, because they a horrible team.
I don't know, but they yeah.
You know, he got his son or whatever, and he's also there, and he might not want, you know, really want to uproot him like that, right. Although he has, you know, homes in other locations, but to have somebody kind of growing up a certain way and then you kind of remove him, maybe he don't want to do that. I don't know. And then him and Lala might end up cool because who knows what goes on at their house. You know what I'm saying?
And, well, he got the no-trade clause. And how many years is the no-trade clause for? How many he got left?
Two.
Well, they might just have to let him play out his contract.
I think he gone. And I think he should go to Washington or Boston. Because he'll stay near home. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really... If you go to Boston or Washington, you in the tri-state area.
I think he'll be sweet in Washington.
His son ain't got to go nowhere for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, how much is... Well, Melo probably do be right there when they in New York. But I think he gone. I do. Him and Phil Jackson and then what's going on with him, with Lala. But I hope him and Lala patch that up, and maybe he'll stay, and then something else could happen where the Knicks get good, because I like Melo. Is that all the news?
I believe that is.
I think
so
that's
far.
It. So, we conclude the show.
As you see, it was a lot longer this time.
Thank y'all for listening. This is the LeBron Standard Edition podcast right here.
The prototype.
Yeah, you know, we started in order, but then we just broke into conversation, so. Hope you enjoy.
Raw, uncut, real basketball talk. So this your boy S.Dot Legend.
Your boy Opinionated MJ. Check out OpinionatedBasketballMinds.com. And we're going to keep doing it.
All right, pod number 2.